Well, now to that incredible contest, the one fraught with drama and emotion, blindfolded taste tests. We're referring, of course, to the Association de la Sommellerie Internationale, which crowned the world champion sommelier, or wine steward, in a contest so rigorous it requires more than 10,000 hours of studying and a sensitive palate. Let's bring in Alice Firing. She writes The Firing Line, the natural wine newsletter. She's also author of 5 wine books. Her latest, To Fall in Love, Drink This, a Wine Writer's Memoir. Perfect for Valentine's Day, I would think. Alice, welcome. And you sent us an email over the weekend saying, the tension is high, exclamation point.
Oh, my God.
That's what you wrote.
Oh, my God.
So emotional. Oh, my God. Why? Tell us briefly first about this contest.
Okay. So most people think that a sommelier really is a wine waiter. What they do is open up a bottle, and really what's so technical about this. But for this competition, the contestants, and there were, you know, 65 countries, 68 candidates were involved, and they need to know such minutiae about every wine producing country in the world, which is just about everywhere, from which counties in Michigan, and believe me, in France, you are never going to find a Michigan wine list, to which wine Biden served to Macron on the recent state dinner, and all the wine laws, and they're intricate. And then you have to do blind tastings and drill down to vintage, to grape variety. It is encyclopedic and Olympian.
Yeah, we're kind of stunned, actually, by it. You say more hours of studying than a neurosurgeon. To some people, I mean, this is such a huge deal. So let's just get right to it for those who've been waiting. The winner this year was?
The winner this year was from Latvia, Raymonds Thompson. And he was up against Rhys Choi from Hong Kong and Nina Jensen from Denmark.
Okay, I have to jump in to say there was huge disappointment
because
the favorite, tell us who the favorite was.
The favorite, and this was really an unfair burden that was placed on her shoulders, was Pascaline Lepelletier. Pascaline Lepelletier is from the Loire Valley and she works in New York City, but she was representing France because 3 years ago she won the Meilleur Sommelier de France, the best sommelier of France. She was the first woman to have this position. And she really, you know, took that crown for all of us out there who were not men. Not only that, she is charismatic. And the level of intensity of her study and truly her brilliance, and also, quite honestly, I really don't know any other sommelier out there who connects art, culture, and agriculture to what is in your glass. And to many of us, she really does embody exactly the best of sommellerie, which is connecting wine to humanity.
Okay, well, you say there was a loud groan when she didn't make the
final.
Oh,
my God.
But the winner, Raymonds Thompson's, we have to give the credit, but I just...
Absolutely.
But I don't... When I think of Latvia, I don't think of fine wine. What am I missing? What did he do?
Well, as he would say, and actually what a lot of people would say, and I think it's absolutely right, that when you're not living in really an active wine-producing country, you work harder and you have more curiosity. But what he had on stage was charm, an ability to connect to the consumer. While none of the contestants actually blind tasted accurately, for example, one of the big gasps of the moment is that two of the wines that were blind tasted were Chateau Petrus, probably one of the most famous wines in the world. None of them quite got it, but they did understand it was a fine wine. But what he did really better than almost anybody else was his ease on the floor.
He owned it. Yep.
He owned it. And his analytic ability, blind tasting is a party trick, but the ability to identify the color, identify the acidity and the tannin and where it may be from what kind of country, and actually to philosophically and analytically drill it down to what it could be, he did that quite well, even though he didn't end up with the correct result.
What does this mean? What happens to him that he is now this?
Well, that is an excellent question. What will be open to him are more consulting opportunities. He will certainly be celebrated in his home country as a great hero. But also, and this is what I find extremely commendable about the ASI and the Samoyed world, he will no doubt go on to train his successor, which is quite a beautiful thing. There's quite a community here. So he will most probably train the next person who will have this crown.
Yeah. Who knew? So congratulations, Raymonds Thompsons from Latvia, the new champion of the Best Sommelier Championship in France, which Alice Firing attended. She writes The Firing Line, the natural wine newsletter of her five books. The latest is To Fall in Love, Drink This, a Wine Writer's Memoir. Alice, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for giving this time.